This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here's some of what's going on in the news today. It's too early to say when the national coronavirus lockdown in England will end. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Thursday, as daily deaths from COVID-19 reach new highs and hospitals become increasingly stretched. Britain posted a fresh record in daily deaths on Wednesday for the second day running. Figures Johnson has called appalling. China struck an optimistic tone toward President Joe Biden's new administration on Thursday, saying, quote, kind angels can triumph over evil forces, end quote, and playing down early irritants as the result of an atmosphere made unfriendly by Donald Trump's term in office. Bilateral relations worsened dramatically during Trump's tenure. Biden, who took office on Wednesday, is expected to maintain pressure on Beijing, but with a more traditional and multilateral approach. Islamic State militants could have launched a twin suicide bombing that killed at least 32 people in Baghdad Market on Thursday, the first such attacks in years. It was the first such attack in years, Iraq's civil defense chief said. The Iraqi military said two attackers wearing explosive vests had blown themselves up among shoppers at a crowded market in Central Square in Baghdad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. U.S. President Joe Biden unveils a federal plan to combat the coronavirus, seeking $1.9 trillion from Congress, including $20 billion for a vaccine and $50 billion for testing. And the new U.S. administration thanks the World Health Organization for leading the global pandemic response. This is VOA News. A watchdog group says health systems in Africa, hobbled by shortages of oxygen and other resources, are struggling with a second wave, pushing the fatality rate above the global average. European Union chiefs are discussing coordinated intra-EU border closures as variants have some nations stressed over a potential increase in travel at the approaching winter break. The International Olympic Committee chief says the virus-delayed Tokyo Olympics will go ahead this summer and that there is no plan B. Amazon, with more than 800,000 U.S. employees, says its coordination with healthcare providers to administer shots on-site at its facilities will help achieve Biden's goal of 100 million Americans vaccinated in the next 100 days. Mongolia's prime minister resigns following protests over the treatment of a new mother infected with the virus. A video shows the woman being moved with her baby to an infectious disease center wearing only hospital pajamas and plastic slippers and temperatures dropping to minus 25 degrees Celsius. Twitter has locked the account of China's U.S. embassy for a tweet that defended China's policy toward Muslim Uyghurs in Xinjiang, which the U.S. social media platform said violated its stand against dehumanizing people. China's foreign ministry said Thursday that it was confused by the move and that it was the embassy's responsibility to call out disinformation and clarify the truth. Workers trapped in a gold mine in China since January 10th may have to wait another 15 days before they can be rescued because of a blockage on their intended escape route, officials are saying on Thursday. A total of 22 workers were trapped underground after an explosion at the Hushan mine in Shandong province on the northeast coast. Indonesian authorities said Thursday the search for victims of a plane crash that killed all 62 people on board had been halted, but the hunt would continue for the jet's cockpit voice recorder. And Russia has asked social networks, including the video sharing app TikTok, to stop the spread of posts encouraging minors to take part in unsanctioned rallies on Sunday in support of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Navalny is a prominent critic of Putin. He was detained at the weekend and later jailed for alleged parole violations after flying back to Russia for the first time since being poisoned.